This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, teed up at the golf courses of the Florida Golf Trail. 7 golf courses in the greater Tampa Bay area. 2 are private, Bayou Club and River Hills Country Club. 5 are open to the public, the Preserve at Terra, Bardmore, Northdale, Landsbrook, and Bloomingdale Golfers Club, which, of course, earlier this month hosted the 10th event on the Todd Wright Tour. I can't say enough positive things about all my friends at the Florida Golf Trail and the general managers and the staff at these properties. They have hosted 5 of my 10 golf tournaments, and going forward will likely be a host of 1 or 2 of the next 3 or 4 events on the Todd Wright Tour. You can always get golf updates about upcoming events and see what events you might have missed out on at joebucksfan.com/golf, or you can email me to be on my mailing list to get the information first. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Speaking of the Florida Golf Trail, this is the last podcast sort of officially of the off season. And because we've had growth with the podcast, and thanks to your interest as well, we will start with 2 weekly podcasts next week. So you will get a podcast on Monday of next week, and you will get this podcast on Friday of next week. That is the plan going forward for the 2017 National Football League season. And we thank Florida Golf Trail for their sponsorship throughout the entire offseason, and tune in Monday for our new podcast, our new sponsors, as we look forward to being with you twice a week starting next Monday here on the podcast. The plan will be to do a Monday podcast also in the regular season. That will be a Monday podcast that will also give you a preview of the Monday night game in case you were sitting there with the opportunity to be flexible with your season-long lineup or your daily lineup, and you're looking at that Monday night game thinking, how can it benefit me? We'll have analysis of that game, and then we will continue to have the Friday podcast, which from a regular season standpoint reviews the Thursday night game a bit and then looks ahead to the weekend Sunday game. So that's the plan for next week as we move officially in season with the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and you'll get 2 per week. That said, this final offseason podcast will focus simply on 3 running backs. 1 either is the number 1 running back or the number 1 overall player taken in most season-long leagues, or he'll likely be 2nd, no worse than 3rd. Last year, he slid a bit, but owners who invested in him, or as I did in one of my leagues, traded for him once he was eligible to play, received major dividends. And that's, of course, Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell. Some of you who hold the rights to Le'Veon Bell carrying over from 2016 into 2017, or plan to get your hands on Le'Veon Bell early in your 2017 season-long fantasy draft, have been concerned recently about reports, various places, reputable places like ProFootballTalk.com, about Le'Veon Bell not signing his franchise tender and what that potentially might mean for Le'Veon Bell sitting out. The latest report from ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, also on RotoWorld.com, reports that Le'Veon Bell does plan to play a full 16-game season. There's also an NFL Network report quoted in here via Roto World that talks about the, quote, strong possibility, end of quotation, that Bell will skip at least part of training camp because he's allowed to. If he's not under contract, he is allowed to skip part of training camp. He would not be fined because he has yet to sign his franchise tender. He is 1 of 3 who didn't sign their franchise tender before the deadline, as it were. Bell has said he wants to be paid not only like a running back, but also like a number two receiver, which would put the number at around $15 million per year. The franchise on him for next year would be around $14.5 million. So this could be going down the road of Kirk Cousins, albeit without as much contention. Le'Veon Bell seems to like playing for the Steelers. The Steelers organization obviously runs a lot smoother and a lot more loyal than the Redskins do. But we could be looking at a situation here where Le'Veon Bell plays this year and next year under the franchise tender. Certainly something that it looks like Kirk Cousins will be doing as it relates to last year and this year. But for those of you, and I'm one of them, as a 2016 Le'Veon Bell owner who just also really likes watching this guy play because he never seems to leave the field. He's always a threat, every offensive play to touch the football. And he is a big play threat as well to score touchdowns, get first downs, significant chunks of yardage. It almost doesn't matter the down and distance. When he's not lining up as a running back, he's lining up as a wide receiver. He is a very unique talent. And at least personally, if you were thinking of taking Le'Veon Bell one over a David Johnson from Arizona, at this point, if the only reason you have for not doing that is because Bell could hold out, obviously keep following the news. Your season-long draft shouldn't be for at least another month. Unless you get to your season-long draft and he's not playing yet, you have no reason to think otherwise about Bell being available and missing games as he did at the beginning of last year due to suspension. This would be due to holdout at this point. Now, I'm not saying that on the overall board it's right or wrong to put Bell above David Johnson, but if you feel that way, and the only hesitation you have is because he hasn't signed his franchise tender, I think the situation will have resolved itself by the time you get to your season-long draft. Now, let's talk about David Johnson a little bit as it relates to his quote-unquote handcuff. You know, last year, a very popular handcuff in season-long leagues in terms of the draft was D'Angelo Williams, because we knew D'Angelo Williams was going to play at the beginning of the season. And he had massive value in those early season games. Once Le'Veon Bell returned, not so much. Even though the Steelers tried to keep D'Angelo Williams involved, they just couldn't justify putting D'Angelo Williams on the field enough to give him any sort of fantasy value. So as it relates to David Johnson, the clear number one running back for the Arizona Cardinals, and a clear top one, two, or three running back, or one, two, or three overall player in your season-long fantasy leagues in terms of overall value. Let's look at Chris Johnson, the soon-to-be 32-year-old running back, formerly of the 2,000-yard season with the Tennessee Titans, who has re-signed with the Cardinals. But to view him as the handcuff to David Johnson might be going too far. Via Adam Schefter and Roto World talking about how Chris Johnson might simply be part of a committee that forms any other backs that get playing time behind David Johnson in Arizona. And within the last week, you probably also heard some of the conversation via Bruce Arians coming out of the Arizona Cardinals that David Johnson may receive even more volume touching the football in 2017, as many as 30 touches per game. So while Chris Johnson re-signs, clearly did play well in spots last year when David Johnson, for whatever reason, wasn't on the field, just getting a breather. The thought is more that if anything happened to David Johnson, Chris Johnson would be the first to go into the game, but it might be more of a committee effort, and there would be this rotation when David Johnson goes out, and to invest, say, a late-round pick in a Chris Johnson just thinking, well, if David Johnson goes down, this is the guy. That doesn't necessarily seem to be the case, which brings me to Jamal Williams in Green Bay. This is a much more appealing number two running back situation. Ben Sermons is the running back coach in Green Bay, and via the Wisconsin State Journal and Roto World within the last week, the talk is that Jamal Williams will be the number two running back when Packer training camp opens. Williams was their, fourth-round draft pick. Fourth-round draft pick? I'm getting ahead of myself. Oh, I'm sorry. Aaron Jones was their fifth-round draft pick, but Jamal Williams does open camp as the number two. And considering the unique nature of the Ty Montgomery situation, let's go back to last year with Ty Montgomery converting back from wide receiver to running back, the position he played at Stanford, and having great success in roughly, let's be honest, two games. One was a regular season game, might have been against the Cowboys, where he caught so many passes. And then the late regular season game, I believe it was week 15, where Ty Montgomery lit up the Chicago Bears running the football. Well, Montgomery is listed at number one on the running back depth chart for Green Bay. They have obviously moved on from Eddie Lacy, who is now in Seattle competing with Thomas Rawls for touches and carries in the number one situation there. I love Ty Montgomery as an option in spots last year as a running back, also because depending on where you played your season-long league, you could actually play him as a wide receiver and get running back carries because that designation was set by that particular server or that provider. It won't be that way this year, I don't think. I think Montgomery will be listed solely as a running back, and I see a lot of liability there because we haven't seen Montgomery do it for more than a couple of games. And taking him and saying this is our number one running back is a leap of faith. I understand why the Packers are doing it, but I'm not sure it's a wise investment on your part. So this all said, that raises the value of whoever is the number two running back in Green Bay. Because if Ty Montgomery gets hurt, has more of a situation he had last year, as was reported with, I believe it was a kidney-related ailment, or he simply cannot pick up enough pass block assignments to keep Aaron Rodgers clean, he starts dropping passes out of the backfield, the Packers will start looking to someone else and may flip Montgomery back to a receiver or more of a complementary role at the running back position. So currently, it looks like Jamal Williams would get first shot and then fifth-round draft pick Aaron Jones. Monitoring on with the Packers how well Ty Montgomery is actually performing as a number one back. And know that if you do go with someone like a Jamal Williams or an Aaron Jones, you might be getting a lot more than a handcuff. One of those guys might work out best case scenario like a Jordan Howard did last year when the number one guy basically loses the job outright. And we haven't seen a lot from Jamal Williams or obviously Aaron Jones. So we don't know how potentially good they could be. This isn't something you're going to invest a high or middle round pick in your season-long league. But when you're getting near the end of your draft, depending on how many rounds your draft is, where most people are just throwing darts or saying names for effect to get a rise out of the room because everybody wants to get the hell out of there, pending the news out of Packer camp, a name like Jamal Williams or Aaron Jones may be worth a roster stash. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is teed up at the courses of the Florida Golf Trail. Bayou Club, River Hills, the Preserve at Terra, Bardmore. My buddy Dave Worth just played Bardmore earlier this week, says it's in fantastic shape under their new general manager. Lansbrook, of course, hosted my final foursome event back on April 1st. I'll probably head out to Lansbrook again here in the next few days. And Northdale, always a high traffic, great green golf course in Carrollwood. And Bloomingdale Golfers Club, Troy Person is excellent, works so well for me and with me on my 10th event on the Todd Wright Tour that we hosted earlier this month. Great rates can be had. Sure, it's hot out there. It's muggy. You're fighting summer thunderstorms. But if you're looking for bargain golf, it can be found right now on the courses of the Florida Golf Trail. Of course, Bayou Club and River Hills are private, but you can inquire about being a member for a day and see if you like what the membership plans are and feel comfortable there. I'm sure you will. And as far as public courses, you have those other five in the greater Tampa Bay area to choose from. Any questions you ever have about any golf course on the Florida Golf Trail, you can email me personally and ask me. And I can tell you from my experience on any of the seven golf courses. At my golf tournaments, I give away golf to play at all of the golf courses on the Florida Golf Trail. So if you're looking for an endorsement, if you're looking for a name to ask for, please email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast starting next Monday, yes, Monday, will go twice a week for the entire football season. Tune in to hear some of the new things we'll be doing on our Monday podcast. And remember, you'll still get a podcast every Friday, as we've been doing now for the last 52 weeks. Talk to you on Monday.